Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, we open the prayer line with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you for this time, Father. We thank you for this word that's about to go forth. We thank you for this right now word. We thank you for clearing our hearts and our minds to receive this word, oh Father. Lord, we thank you for coming in the spirit of expectancy, knowing that you are the only thing that we have need of. And we ask that our eyes will stay focused on you. We thank you for this word going out and not returning back void, but accomplishing what it was sent out to do. And so, Father, with that being said, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would steal from this word going out or hinder the word going out. And we thank you and we just praise you for it, Father.
I'm on the prayer line, Wes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mr. Tamara, will you please mute your...
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a Wednesday night prayer line, and the number for that is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Sundays, if we're online, we begin at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can tune in to the entire church service live. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for the second Sunday in April. That will be April 10th. It begins at 12:30. Mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked again with that email address, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Shirley. This testimony is in reference. Yes, this prophecy, this testimony is concerning a prophetic message you brought last week. You saw many of us going into business. I later told you during my prayer request that I was planning to go and file for a business license that Monday. And you prayed over me. You prayed for the success of our business, and you prophesied many good things about the businesses. Well, that Monday, this past Monday, when I was getting ready to go out the door to file for that business license, the Lord said, call this person. I called that person and told them what I was about to do, and they said, well, I'm going to help you because God just blessed me with a $150,000 grant as a consultant to help small businesses. She teased me a little bit, but then she said, I will help you. I know this is God. And she's also an officer with the NAACP, which I used to be a part of. And now this Monday, I'm having a business meeting with some former partners. Pastor, everything you said in that prophecy has transpired in a week's time. Thank God and thank God for you, your accuracy and your anointing.
Shirley, as I was praying on Sunday in service, God brought you before me and he said that he was going to bless you. So this is just confirmation on what he said on Sunday. Thank God for your testimony. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, this is Chalanda. I have a testimony. On Sunday, you had prayed, and you were just saying that God said to not worry about my job, and, you know, he was going to take care of me. And you were right, because I have been worried about it. I had a dream, like, a couple of weeks ago that I got fired, and ever since then, it's just been on my mind. I've been worried. Well, I went to work yesterday, and to my surprise, my training manager had, like, awarded me a certificate, and it was pretty much for completing the training program and the mentorship, and she was just saying how proud she is of me and, you know, of all my hard work, and that was just really encouraging, and it just, you know, just confirmation that God got me, so I just want to thank him and praise him.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight that you and your spirit must have full course. And, Father, only you can bring deliverance. And I thank you for the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, the Anointed One, to bring deliverance tonight by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Luke? The 13th chapter, verses 11 to 13, and Acts 16 through 18. Again, Luke 13, verses 11 to 13, and Acts 16 through 18. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is the word of deliverance by the Holy Spirit. Only he is the deliverer, and he's the anointed one. And this is a word, I believe by faith, because the Lord has been on me for a couple of weeks about this word. And it's about your atmosphere and your house, your dwelling, things that surrounding you, the situations that your work environment, things that that the Spirit of God wants you to accomplish. Come into preparation for these things. And we're in a spirit world. You got to remember in the book of Isaiah how Satan was cast out of heaven with his angels. So they're in the atmosphere right now. They've been around for a long time. And they know things that we're limited in because of our lifespan. They've been around longer than us. And so these dark angels, they've been around a long time. They know things that we're not aware of, that we're limited in. But the Holy Spirit knows everything. But these dark, evil spirits also, because they were cast out, they've been in the atmosphere a long time. And there are so many that's ignorant of the Word of God and don't search the Scripture. But when we search the Scripture and the Word is discerned by the Holy Spirit within us, if it doesn't line up with the Bible, we're not to practice those things. We ought to avoid those things. And that's why we have the Word truth. And so this is the Word of truth tonight. And I believe God, by his Spirit, and Jesus, the Anointed One, there are many homes that's tormented, bodies that's tormented. There's many that's going through all kinds of plagues and distress because of the evil one in the atmosphere. And you got to remember one powerful thing, the Spirit of God that lives in the believers. A demon spirit can't live inside of you. That spirit can affect you from the outside, but that spirit cannot live in you because of the Spirit of God. It has no place in you. And so these things affect believers. I'm talking about those attacks from the enemy, those attacks that he comes and those distress, and he bring those things to attack us, to bring harm to us. And we're going to see by the word of God, this is so real tonight. We're going to begin with Luke 13, verses 11 through 13, please.
And it reads, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and it could in no wise lift her, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God."
And this was a daughter. This was a woman of God. But she had a tormented spirit, a spirit that was oppressing her for 18 years. Not inside of her, but outside of her. A spirit of infirmity. She was bent over. She could not straighten up. And when Jesus saw her, he called to her. He said, "Woman, you are free from your infirmities." He placed his hand on her, talking about the infirmity, and at once she was made straight, and she glorified God. So this woman had been tormented and afflicted, where she had, her spine was curved, and she was being oppressed by the evil one for 18 years. He wasn't inside of her, but he was affecting her body. She was feeling the effect of that spirit. And that spirit had attacked her and had bent her over. And Jesus put a word on that spirit. And that woman was free from that infirmity. And she was made straight. So that spirit was no longer affecting this woman's body. It was no longer bringing distress over her. It was no longer oppressing her. It was no longer causing the sickness that was dwelling over her. And so many are experiencing this in their atmosphere, in their homes, being attacked. In their surroundings, in their bodies, things that the Spirit of God has placed you in the earth to accomplish. The enemy have you under attack with action to work against you. So this is the word of God tonight, that the Spirit of God through Jesus is the only one can deliver us from the attacks and the torment and the oppression of Satan. And many try to do that by their authority, not in humility, not using the name of Jesus, going around trying to cast out spirit. That's a dangerous thing to do, saints of God. It's totally against the word of God. It invites spirits to overthrow you, to overtake you. You have no authority to do it. Only by the command in the name of Jesus. Our name can't do anything. We have to move in humility, in warfare. We have to move in a humble spirit when we engage in spiritual warfare. And there are so many novice, so many unprepared people are trying to cast out spirit by their authority. It does not work. It's very dangerous, and it's not of God. And you're going to see by the word of God, this one word came to my spirit. The book of Jude, and it's one chapter in Jude 1 and 9. Read. You're going to see by the word of God, Jude 1 and 9. The first one, get it, please read.
Angel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee."
This is a chief archangel, Michael, was contending. There was a quarrel going on between him and the devil, an argument over the body of Moses. But Micah did not dare. He did not dare rebuke the devil. He did not dare rebuke the devil with his own word. But he said, the Lord rebuke you. He said, the Lord stop you. The Lord frustrate you. The Lord check you. The Lord reprimand you. He did not move. He was a chief angel, saints of God. He did not move by his own authority of his own word. He was in humility. He was not in a place to fight the devil. He said, the Lord. He said, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. He stood on the word of God. He used the authority of the Lord's name. That spirit was commanded in the name of the Lord to be checked, to be called out. It's nowhere in the scripture that humans can do this. And there are so many are open up gates for Satan to torment them. It's very dangerous as never before, because that enemy is a spirit. You can't fight a spirit. Take the Holy Spirit to fight the spirit. We're going to see again in the book of Acts 16, 16 through 18, please.
And it reads, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour.
This woman was tormented by a spirit, and Paul got along with the Lord. And Paul didn't go in his own authority. He did not say woman. He allowed the command of the word. He said, the Lord rebuke you and come out of her spirit. He spoke a word over that woman. He gave a command from the Lord Jesus over that unclean spirit, the authority of the name of Jesus, not to the girl, but to the spirit. And that spirit came out of her. This is a night of deliverance for those that are going through any kind of anguish in their body, mind, spirit. Anyone being plagued by the evil one. Anyone that's going through any distress in their homes, in their atmosphere, around them, their dwelling, situation, your work site, your surroundings. I'm talking about your environment tonight. This word will accomplish. Someone had need of testifying tonight. I don't know why they didn't, because I seen the Spirit of God move, just like Talanda said, Monday, in her area that she was going through. The Spirit of God revealed. The Spirit of God said, that spirit that's tormenting her mind, I must come against it. It came. The Spirit of God spoke. The Spirit of God moved, and she has a testimony. And it God moved on Sunday in that way. But there are so many spirits that sent out to deceive us, those argumental spirits that want us to move by their authority, not the authority of Jesus, who does nothing but bring devastation in our lives and bring ruins in our lives. And the Spirit of God gave that person counsel about that spirit that was sent to them to destroy, to bring devastation, to bring wars, to bring them in a place where they were going to lose. But the Spirit of God stopped that spirit. The Spirit of God went into that place where that spirit designed to bring misfortune and calamity in disorder, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God through his Son, moved in the atmosphere and brought that spirit to calamity, saints of God. This actually happened on Sunday. And so this is a time of awakening, that there are tormenting spirits, spirits that's oppressing our children, our homes, our bodies, our minds, annoying us, causing all kinds of calamity. And people walk around like it's normal. It's not normal because it's not the word of God. It's not his word. For his word said, he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over devils. That's Luke 9, 1 and 2. If you are a believer, the Spirit of God dwells in you, there's authority in using his name. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemy hurt you. That's Luke 10, 19. This is the word, saints of God. He cast out the spirits with his word. There's power and authority in his spoken word by his anointing. Not ours, his anointing. And so this is a time of deliverance as never before, but there's a spirit of deception. Some people don't believe in nothing. They just believe what they want to believe. But we have to believe according to the word of God. When we search the scripture, the word gives us discernment. That whatever doesn't line up with the word of God, we're not going to practice it. We're going to avoid it. So this is an hour that Satan is attacking as never before. And I use my testimony. How the enemy tried to attack me. I'm talking on the outside, saints of God. But the Spirit of the Lord, through the discernment of his word, said this is an attack from Satan, and I must rebuke it. So he moved me by his spirit to open up my door, to anoint my house, that he will cleanse my house from that infirmity, from that spirit that was trying to attack me, from that spirit that was trying to annoy my body, from that spirit that was trying to bring disorder over my body. The Spirit of God through his word. His word give you discernment, saints of God. And the Spirit of God will lead you if you are led by the Spirit. The word of God says you are sons of God. And so the Spirit of God, his anointing, came upon my house. He cast that spirit out of my house. And that spirit of infirmity could not linger. It could not possess my body. It could not possess my house. The pain had to go. That annoying spirit had to go. That disorder had to go. Why? Because his spirit moved that spirit out of the atmosphere, my dwelling. He arrested that spirit with his spirit. The Spirit of God arrested that spirit, saints of God. And so this is a time as never before that the saints of God must stand on the word of God. Let nothing or no one influence you outside the word of the Lord. Because all it's going to do is bring devastation, harm, and hurt, and calamity over your surroundings. Over the things that God wants you to accomplish in the earth. That spirit of deception. Satan is a spirit of deception. He moves to and forth in the earth, seeking whom he can devour. He is a devouring spirit. He is a spirit that's moving in the earth, in the atmosphere. It's the word of God. A fallen spirit, evil spirit that's harassing the earth, that's harassing God's people, that's tormenting God's people, that's oppressing God's people, that move over their minds, and get influence their mind to make bad decisions. That's the spirits, thanks to God, from the evil one that bring influence. There's some people, they have an idea that's of God, by God, given to them. Then the spirit comes to influence their mind, attack their mind, to change their mind, to do something that opposes the word of God. And this is what we're going through. There are spirits in opposition to the word of God. It has been from the beginning. It's going to be like that to Jesus' return. We're not ignorant of the devices of Satan. He left his word for the believers to stand on through the power and authority of his name, saints of God. 1 John 3, and for this purpose, Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus came forth in the earth to destroy the works of Satan through his name. He left that authority for the believers. So this is a night that God, present by his spirit, we believe shall move in the atmosphere tonight and occupy the atmosphere. That spirit, that fallen spirit, that evil spirit from a demonic power that tried to overthrow in heaven was cast out. And is in this earth right now, causing havoc, causing disturbance in our surroundings, in our environment, working against everything good for us. But this is a word of deliverance tonight, that the Spirit of God, his anointing, his spirit, was sent for the purpose to stop the earth disturber, Satan, the oppressor, the one that brings torment, the one that brings disorder, the one that come and influence our minds to bring harm, to attack us in our feelings, in our mind, to bring distress, to stimulate us to make the wrong decision. It's from the enemy. It's an attack, things of God. So by faith, we're going to stand in agreement with this word tonight. Fear to God, bind that strong man, that the Spirit of God will cast out that spirit. How the anointed one of Nazareth, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. He cast that spirit down and cast him out. And he's under arrest now. And when we are influenced, we open up a gate. When we allow that spirit to influence us, we open up a gate. And that when that gate is opened up, that enemy comes and occupies an open door. When he see a weak moment, he comes to occupy. But that unclean spirit is cast out by the Holy Spirit tonight in Jesus' name. So we come tonight in the name of Jesus for those that need deliverance by faith in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will give you deliverance. That's why he has the body. He gives them gifts for the body of believers tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Shirley. I have a friend named John, and he is needing deliverance of oppression and healing in the body. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, this is Kim.
Okay.
I'm in need of prayer. I'd like continued prayers for Sister Curly's son. He seems to be doing better, but he still has a long haul in front of him. And also for my son. I believe that he's under attack.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, this is Vanessa. I need prayer for a spiritual attack against myself and my children.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there isn't no more prayer request, this is real thanks of God. And it happens throughout our lives. That's why we have the Holy Ghost, the anointed one that lives inside of us. He resides inside of us because we belong to him. And when the enemy comes to bring any kind of thing to affect our spirit, that's why we have the anointed one, Jesus of Nazareth, to arrest that spirit that desires to assault us, to arrest that spirit that desire to bring disorder in our lives, to arrest that spirit desire to plague us, to bring affliction, infirmities, calamity, misfortune, anything to oppress us on the outside. He can't live on the inside, but he comes to oppress. He comes to oppress our children, to make them act out, to make them do things, to cause our homes to be in confusion. He works against marriage to cause the homes to be in confusion. He goes on our work sites and calls co-workers to work against us. He used many times people that's very close to us to bring burdens over our lives, to annoy us, to bring trouble. Satan is not in a place where he discriminates. He don't care what home or what person or what place. He will go anywhere where he thinks he can occupy and frustrate that temple. And that's what he did to this woman. This woman had been attacked by a spirit, she was bound. She was bound. She was oppressed. There are so many homes that's bound. So many bodies that's bound. So many families that's bound, oppressed, and tormented. It's not about how pretty that house look on the outside, but how those spirits go in and dwell in those surroundings to bound that environment, that atmosphere. This is real, and it's the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word tonight. Because of your name has authority. Your name's command. Your name commands. Your name, oh God, frustrate the plans of Satan. Your name, O God, arrest Satan. Your name, Father, call out Satan, bring him into check. Your name, O God, reprimand the demonic spirit. So we come by the authority of Jesus' name. We dare not rebuke the devil in our own words, but we come in the name of the Lord Jesus, that the name of Jesus rebuke this spirit tonight in the atmosphere, in our dwelling, our surroundings, in our environment that's moving against families, moving against the accomplishment that you have placed us on earth to do. Father, we come by your authority tonight that the Spirit of God go into those places that we cannot tread on. That the Spirit of God go into those places and arrest that spirit tonight. That spirit is affecting your people, God. That's influencing their mind. That's influencing their feelings. That's bringing distress for them to make wrong decisions. That's stimulating their minds, God, and their thoughts. They need your mind tonight, God. We command it in Jesus' name. That the power of the evil one leave because of the Spirit of the Lord, his presence will go in and fill the place tonight. That the Spirit of God go and occupy as you did with that woman. You spoke a word to that spirit And that spirit had to leave that woman. You did it with Paul. That spirit had to leave that woman, that girl. So in the name of Jesus, we come by your spirit tonight, God, that you rebuke and stop the enemy by your authority tonight. Frustrate everything you have sent out to torment, to bring pain, to bring anguish of body and of mind, to bring plagues, to bring burdens tonight, to bring calamity over the lives of your people, to bring hardship. But by the authority of the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for your word going forth in the earth now, casting out the spirits with your word in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight because of the Holy Ghost. It has power over demons. And in the name of Jesus, your word says, redeemer, the Lord says so. Well, we are redeemed from the hands of the enemy. We're redeemed from the hands of the enemy. We're redeemed from sin, poverty, and sickness. Everything is through the atonement in Jesus' name. And so we thank you for the use of your name, the authority in your name, the spoken word, oh God, anointed by your name. And God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God going to everything has residue on it tonight in the name of Jesus. And that the Spirit of God will blow those residue and lift those residue off of your people and environment in the name of Jesus, off of their surroundings. In Jesus' name, I send the word of God that the residue cannot remain tonight in Jesus' name, that the plagues of sickness and disease, the desire to linger, everything that's been announced, every diagnosis in Jesus' name, every feeling of distress in the name of Jesus, I call you by name, you residue from the enemy. That the Spirit of God, by his authority tonight, rebuke those spirits. Reprimand them in Jesus' name. Arrest them in the name of Jesus. That the peace of God that passes all understanding will be in their atmosphere, in their dwellings, in their bodies, in their minds, in their thoughts. They will no longer be influenced by the feelings of Satan in their mind, in their decision. We thank you tonight, Father Jesus, that that tormenting spirit of oppression has been arrested by the anointed one, Jesus of Nazareth. And this night, God, that you go into that place, your presence, dwell over their homes, their work site, every situation, God, in their environment. I thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding and that everything is under the blood of Jesus in the care of Christ. And they must believe it by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, this person, John, that's been oppressed by the devil in his body, God, I thank you for this word have gone to him tonight in the name of Jesus, that he's no longer tormented or oppressed or in anguish by anything from Satan. Those afflictions come separate to the blood of Jesus and the anointed one of Israel. And I thank you, God, who the Son set free is free indeed. I call it free by the authority of the name of Jesus, that this night, that the spirit of the Holy One, of the Anointed One, his presence go there where John is, and that the spirit of oppression, the spirit that torment John, no longer by faith in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for Sister Curly's son, and I believe that the word of God went forth. And Father, I thank you for the mercy of God to be over Sister Kim's son. Father, you know how I'm praying this prayer. Because he's in an atmosphere that's full of noise only, with no anointing. He needs your mercy, Father, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that this night, that the Spirit of God is present, move over the dwelling of Sister Vanessa. Every attack that she's experienced and her children experience, I thank you, God, for silencing the attacks of Satan, that everything that desired to plug and annoy her dwelling, that the Spirit of God rebuke that spirit by his authority. And I thank you that her dwelling is a place of peace. Her surrounding is a place of peace. Everything that the enemy desires to attack her atmosphere in, the Lord rebuke you tonight, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the peace of God is over her dwelling and the covering of the blood. And Father, I thank you that we come now in the name of Jesus, that this word, God, would ignite, that this word would awaken, that this word, God, would go into a spiritual warfare because of your authority, that things, when things begin to go wrong in our home, that you give us alert. Alert our spirit when everything seemed to be going wrong. Alert our spirit that there's a spirit that was been sent by the enemy to torment our atmosphere. Alert our spirit tonight in Jesus' name that we begin to stand on the word and that the spirit of the Lord contends with Satan on our behalf. That's what Michael said. He said, he was humble. He said, I'm not going to fight with you, Satan, but the Lord shall contend with you. The Lord shall rebuke you. When that atmosphere comes against our dwelling, when our home and our dwelling, the atmosphere comes in a place where there's derision, we must stand on the word of God. When things are going wrong, the word must cleanse our house. And I thank you tonight, God, that the word of God go with a spirit of command tonight. And the power Satan has to leave in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for your presence to fill every place we go in, where we shred our feet, that your presence be with us tonight in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God goes before us, cause crooked places to be made straight by your anointing. And I thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Gave his son in the earth against the demonic spirit. And God, I thank you tonight for a change in the people of God, in the atmosphere, their dwelling, their surrounding, in every situation that's involved in their lives, that their environment comes subject to the word of God tonight. And I thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus coming against anything that would desire to attack, to influence, or to oppress or torment them. By faith, it is done in the name of Jesus. Saints, stand on the word of God. This is a spirit that's been around a long time, and he won't be contained till Jesus' return. But because of the authority that God gave his son, to rebuke that spirit by the authority of God in Jesus' name. You got to receive it. You got to accept the word. And you got to move in the authority of God's word and use it for your benefit. That's what the word is for, our benefit in the earth, to apply it, to use it, to practice it, to avoid anything that's against it. And we thank God for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is so good.
God bless you. And thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.